Michigan State Police released a report last week that looked at biases among traffic stops. The results confirmed that black drivers were more likely to be pulled over and arrested during traffic stops than white drivers. The study was conducted by Michigan State University researchers. Colonel Joe Gasper is the director of the Michigan State Police. He says the department will perform an independent review of MSP policies and look for systemic changes. The department will also develop a 5-point response plan to begin making necessary changes. John Johnson Jr. is the executive director for the Michigan Department of Civil Rights. He spoke with WDET's Tia Graham about that report. Johnson says he commends Colonel Gasper for releasing the data and requiring a response plan.
It supplements some of the video that we've seen over the years about traffic stops by law enforcement officers, but it's not surprising. I applaud Colonel Gasper for commissioning the study and even more so for even releasing its results. That shows his boldness and transparency in the leadership of that department. He and I agree that this is just initial steps in terms of uncovering the problem and pulling the sort of like a scab off of the wound, but also an opportunity to make sure that those who are perpetuating these racial disparities are also made accountable for their actions.
The results are out. How would you like the public to receive this information? What would be some of the things that you would think would be more important for them to take away from this?
Well, interpret it for what it is. Just as, again, as we've seen video tape of motorists being the subject of police misconduct, they should take this for what it is. This is from a legitimate source, Michigan State University. So certainly a research institution in and of itself. So it should be taken at face value. This is a fact. It's not something that's been fabricated. It's not something that, that the motorists are alleging. They can't be proven. The statistics and numbers speak for themselves. So I think that the public should take this along with all that they've seen over the past several years in terms of videos and other statistics and internalize this themselves and realize that racism is still alive and well in our society. And to some degree, it's institutionalized.
So as we're going on, the results here are from 2020. Most of us were on lockdown. Not many of us were on the roads during that time. So what are the implications of something like this? And why do you think it's happening now? The results are being released now.
Well, no, I don't know the reason why. And certainly we want to see some updated statistics. We've had another year since that has happened. But it's recent, which is good. Even though it's a year old, it does certainly show the propensity of Michigan State police officers, even during a pandemic, when there weren't many people on the road, to still racially profile drive motorists of color. So that's even more disturbing because we know that during 2020, very few of us hit the road. I put very few miles on my car, and I hate to think that because I happen to be out and about that I would be profiled and stopped. But that seems to be what occurred during that year.
So as we go forward, especially with the results and trying to work through them, do you expect or how do you expect the Civil Rights Department to help in any way with this with these findings?
Certainly, we have experts in our department who are experts in implicit bias training, cultural competency training, and certainly we've already offered our assistance and in order to assist his trainers in any way, in order to transfer some skills that we already have to those who he's charged with doing this in his own department. But we applaud that. But we also recognize that training, and we've trained a lot of people over the years in a number of private and public institutions. But training means nothing if you don't have the wherewithal and the willpower. Behavior must be modified, and the first step to behavior modifications, recognizing that one's behavior has to be modified. So it's a mindset. The officers have to come to a realization that they must change their ways and internalize that. We also hope that the study that's been released by the Michigan State Police may encourage other law enforcement agencies to do their own internal audit so they can see for themselves perhaps what's going on in their own backyard. Colonel Gasper has shown leadership in this area. We hope that other law enforcement departments will follow.
John Johnson Jr. is the executive director for the Michigan Department of Civil Rights. He spoke with WDET's Tia Graham.